Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We're into our growth model, Brother Chipego. We're talking about integrating into the church family. What does it mean to be part of the church family, sir?
Thank you so much, and it's a beautiful afternoon to have you on board again. Today we are indeed looking at integrating into the church family. This is a reality. This is a reality that we need to understand, that we don't exist as in isolation as a church. First of all, so we don't exist in isolation as a church, and so even members of the church, none of us exists in isolation. We are coexisting all together as a family. And so this is a picture that Jesus gives when he paints a picture of a church to be like a body. So values or appreciates the idea that we are there existing for each other.
Okay. So how can we make newcomers feel genuinely welcomed?
New Covenant's feeling welcome has to do with the old covenants, realizing to say these are now part of the family. When a child is born, is added to the family, the child is accepted, the child, you know, is appreciated by every member of the family, not only the parents. If that family consists of other members, then everyone takes, you know, part and parcel in appreciating that child, that actually that child is part of that family. So even with church members, new covenants, it has to do with each and every old covenant, covenant, every one of us believing and appreciating our new covenants. How do we appreciate them? We appreciate them, number one, by helping them realize that they are heard. They have the freedom, you know, to air out their views. They have the freedom to participate. We identify their spiritual gifts and their talents. They are all, you know, they are all gifts that have been bestowed by the Spirit, that they too can be witnesses. So we need to appreciate them in that particular way.
Right. What are some practical ways to involve new believers in church life?
Well, that's basically what I just earlier on touched on. One of the practical ways we can involve, you know, new covenants into the church is, number one, appreciating their spiritual gifts, helping them identify what they have been called to do. So everyone who actually says, everyone who's a Christian, so to say, even inspiration tells us, so everyone who is a Christian has a spiritual gift. There is no one who has no spiritual gift. So everyone of us has spiritual gifts. So these spiritual gifts now are to be discovered and also used in the purpose of evangelism.
Right.
So new covenants can be helped by helping them identify these spiritual gifts and also adding them to, you know, these evangelism groups.
Right.
As we go on to be fishers of men.
Yeah. Talk to us about spiritual parents. How can spiritual parents model healthy community?
Okay. We are told, in fact, even from the book Education, that being healthy is not merely the absence of disease, right? Yes, so being healthy does not only involve disease. You can be disease-free but yet unhealthy,
right?
Because there's also the spiritual, there's a spiritual sphere involved, there's a social sphere involved, there's also the mental sphere that is involved. So these spiritual parents play a very critical role in making sure our relationships and our lives are healthy, in the sense that our social lives, you know, and our mental lives are all catered for.
Right.
So we cannot only concentrate on the spiritual aspect, maybe feeding the new covenants, maybe the doctrinal stuff, but there is also an aspect of the social aspect,
right,
sphere that is also very significant.
Let's talk about the integration, then I'll let you go, sir. What barriers might prevent integration, and how can we overcome them?
Come again?
Since we're talking about integration, I want you to talk to us about barriers. What barriers might prevent integration? And when we have identified them, how can we make sure we overcome those barriers?
Okay, there could be a number of aspects that could actually be a hindrance to this integration, but one of them probably is dependent anyway with also the place, but one of them that actually stands out outly is actually the issue of culture.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, we meet as a church coming from different ethnicities.
Yeah.
We come from different backgrounds. So there's an aspect of language, an aspect of bring up,
okay.
You know. And so these are some of aspects that can actually disturb the integration.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And overcoming them, definitely we are still riding back to the backbone of today's presentation, the issue of being... or the issue of realizing that we are existing as one family, coexisting as one family, regardless of the language, regardless of the tribe, regardless of the culture, regardless of the level of education, regardless of employment and whatsoever life would have actually accorded us. We can, by realizing that principle, we are therefore realizing that actually everyone is welcome, even at the feet of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And this is what Jesus actually says in the book of John, when he says, I do therefore not call you servants, but I call you friends.
Hmm.
So we realize that we are to exist as brothers and sisters, regardless of where we may be coming from and regardless of what life would have offered us differently.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you. We nearly missed out. We nearly missed out, but we're glad to finally were able to talk to you. Let's hope tomorrow everything will work well on time. Thank you very much, Brother Chipego Kangumu. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.